Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
So you're in your office and this really intense guy comes in and he's kind of handsome, but like in an unhinged way. And so you go out to dinner with him and dinner is fine and you like him, but you're like, there's something up with him. And then that night you have a gala. Oh, by the way, you work in DC in an important job. That night you're at a gala and you are leaving the gala and he's there and he has something in his hands. It's the Declaration of Independence. He just stole the Declaration of Independence. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
You marry him.
Okay. I have a confession to make. I have not seen National Treasure.
Okay.
So to me, I would be like, to what end? Like, why did you steal it?
Okay.
What purpose?
There's secret writing on the back.
Oh.
Here's the thing about National Treasure, and I watched both National Treasure and National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets, within the last week or so.
Okay. With Mother?
With Mother.
Okay.
So National Treasure is okay, and then in the last, like, 30 minutes, I mean, having people talk about stealing the Declaration of Independence is kind of a fun novelty. But then the last like 30 minutes, it becomes like an Indiana Jones mummy, like fun,
that's
puzzle,
fun,
you know, cave excitement. So like it gets really good. And then, but the first movie, it's kind of shocking. Nicolas Cage's performance is like pretty grounded.
Oh,
he's just a guy who knows a lot about history and really likes solving puzzles. And he's cool under pressure, but he's not Nicolas Cage as we know him. The second movie, he's bonkers. He's yelling words for no reason in the script. He's going for it. And it's like, I don't know what happened with him between these movies. My mom thinks it's like he didn't want to be in the movie, but I'm like, I think he committed harder. He's like more insane. He's being more Nick Cage in the second movie, which makes the movie more fun. Because
yeah,
it's like the bad lieutenant is solving puzzles. Like that's
God.
Exciting.
Well, first of all, I fucking love Bad Lieutenant.
Well,
that
there
movie
you go.
Is nuts. But so this is another franchise where I have only seen the sequel and refuse to watch the original because I don't want it to, you know, taint my experience.
Other examples of this?
Well, until very recently, Sleepaway Camp franchise. I saw all of the sequels and not the original.
Oh, not the first.
But I finally watched the first. And you know what? It's pretty good, you guys. You were right.
Wait, is Sleepaway Camp the first one? That's the one where the guy is like... pouring like salt into like a big thing, and he like gets pushed into it.
Yes,
yes, yes. Angela pushes him into a big pot that he was boiling corn in.
Right, yes. Right. And he's putting so much salt in there, and then he.
But he's also like a creepy child molester.
That's yeah, right. So it's okay.
Yep. Guys, are we in a dark place? Talking about child molesters.
I know it seems weird to do it 2 weeks in a row, but like if you look at the show over the last. What, 5 years, 4.5 years? What percentage do you think child molesters come up in?
You guys, I think we are in a dark place though, because like, okay, we were thinking about this morning. I woke up early and I was like, okay, I need to figure out my ships. And I was like looking at different sitcoms,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the thumbnail for Home Improvement. And I saw Al, and I was like, I can't make myself do this again.
Kelly,
it was so dark. Like I was like, I just can't. I was like, where's the joy? Like I like couldn't.
Oh no!
Like yeah. I was. Mm-hmm. I wanted. You know. I wish that we could get like something. There's something stuck in my heart and in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where well, I can't get back to that turducken of dragon and Shrek and Mushu.
And
like
oh.
Oh, and donkey. You know.
Look. Yeah. I mean, we just. We're beyond woke Tim Allen. Like
we can't even get like what is gonna
that
happen?
Won't even help us anymore.
I mean, but you guys, are you saying that you have no room in your heart left for Al Borland and Jill Taylor's secret affair? I mean, that was an all-star ship.
Remember, well, he comes up behind her to help her with something.
Yeah, oh he gosh. Needs to. He's actually you want a Phillips head, and it's like oh.
I just like I was like trying to think of some like I just felt empty, you know, like I was like. Maybe they're trying to bring in a third. And I was like, but who? You know, like I was just like, yeah. It was, and this was for last week. So of course it's not for
two
discussion
weeks ago, yes.
or 2 weeks ago. But I'm just telling you the headspace that I'm in right now. I just don't, the joie de vivre we used to have. I just don't know.
All right. Well, one thing you could do is watch the National Treasure movies.
That's true.
Well, that's so maybe this is the answer to our question, and I think Colin got to it right away, is you marry this guy. This guy's yeah. exciting. He's got
that's
goals.
True.
Like,
oh, that's the other thing, is he is a treasure hunter.
Oh, mm-hmm. so he's rich.
So he made, well, he in the first movie, he's making money, but by the end of the first movie, he's like super rich. And so he buys you like an English two-door mansion in DC. I don't know where it is. I don't understand.
Okay. I honestly... I would marry him for that.
For the mansion?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Kelly, what? Yes, yeah, you are broken. Kelly, we are worried about you.
I would, because look, we've all been trapped in our houses. I don't care if my husband is screaming about the fucking Declaration of Independence all the time.
Right.
I'm like, I can go do my own thing in one of the many rooms of our home.
Okay, here's the thing, Kelly,
though. I'll be in the conservatory.
I think... Because they're big conflict, because they do break up between movies so that they can get back together in the second movie.
Uh-huh.
And their big conflict is that he is really, he likes to make assumptions and figure stuff out. And he's right all the time.
Oh my God, no.
And she hates it. She's like, no, come, like, talk to me, ask me how I feel. Don't figure out how I feel and then respond. And he's like, well, I'm mostly right. If I wasn't right all the time, then this wouldn't happen. Right. I don't know if the two of you could function.
Oh, no. It would be really
bad.
Who wants to
date a Mulder? It's like,
yeah.
Well, I was going to say, who wants to date a Kelly or a Ryan? Because yeah. that's what we do.
Because it would basically yeah, be like two feral cats circling each other the whole time.
Who,
you know,
who both think unpleasant. They're smart and have figured it
yeah.
out.
Yeah, that's really bad. I mean, yeah.
But I think the advantage there is like his... field of like treasure hunting and like historical artifacts, you don't give a shit about that, Kelly. Like you can be yeah. your like own know-it-all expert. He can be his own know-it-all expert. That's
right.
Fine.
We have our areas.
Yeah.
We have our areas. And honestly, like he's gone a lot, right? Because mm-hmm. he's doing his treasure stuff.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hanging out in the conservatory, like Patrick said. Just oh, I mean, what a wonderful life I would have. I don't know. So my ship is me and that.
Yeah.
You and Nick
that
Cage.
Life.
Well, so can you get, so I guess the question is, can you see a life where, can you hang with Nick Cage excited about stealing the Declaration of Independence energy? Like, he comes home from work, which
he's
is treasure
amped.
Hunting, and mm-hmm. he's amped, and he's doing the, hand gestures and his head's right. moving back and forth. And he's telling you all about where he's been for 3 weeks. And honestly, you had fun while he was gone for 3 weeks. But
yeah.
can you handle the 20-minute like dinner conversation about the treasure hunting if that's not your thing? Does he...
Papa Xanax. I would just okay. get through it.
You got to talk about something at dinner. I mean...
But when you're on Xanax, everything like feels like you're moving through water.
Okay, like you're fine. Moving I'll take a beta blocker. Slow motion.
Oh, I understand now.
Yep.
Wow.
We're doing slow-mo ships because, guys, we did it. We lived long enough. The Snyder Cut exists.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. This is the worst timeline.
Isn't it super long?
4 hours.
Oh, my what? Jesus.
Oh, no. You guys
but
are
guys,
kidding.
But guys, part of that is that the Joker, we get more Jared Leto Joker.
Oh, thank God.
And he's got a crown of thorns. Mm-hmm. And is Christ.
Wait, what?
This is some
so they
Christ
shot
shit.
All this, they shot Ooh. All this shit, huh? They just shot like yeah. three movies worth of bullshit.
They just shot some extra stuff.
It's going to be bad, but
like what were they shooting?
What do you mean?
Like, was there 4 hours of bullshit written
no,
in the script when they started shooting?
No, he shot new footage.
Yeah, oh,
new
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
But also, there was a lot, evidently.
There
was a lot of shit that was shot.
I think
shot.
There was like 3 hours of shit, and now okay. there's four.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is that there's 4 hours of a movie. So they shot
that is crazy.
Like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
yeah.
At least.
Well, I mean, we're all so going to watch this on live stream together, right?
Oh, yes, Jesus. Every night before we go to bed.
Oh, I agree if we can do it in 22-minute intervals for a month.
Part of me wants to commit to that, but I may regret it.
Actually, that's not a bad idea, Kyle.
I'm not going to fucking sit through...
No,
like
4 hours? What is this, an RPG stream?
Seriously, I know...
Dark place. I love it.
Oh, okay. Do you know that at one point Zack Snyder wanted Lois Lane to hook up with Batman?
That's not super fresh. I'll be honest.
Oh my God, that is yeah. funny. Listen,
yeah.
How many needle drops do you think are going to be in this thing?
Ooh,
we should
okay, so
place
four,
bets. I would
four
put...
hours, 240 minutes.
I thought wait, you were going to say 240 needle drops.
Potentially. I mean, I'd say if you put the over under at 240, you got a safe
well, so
bet.
Do we count the 12 different yeah. occurrences of Hallelujah as 12 oh. needle drops, or is it just one?
Yeah, wait, okay.
Each
so
needle
I think,
drop is a needle drop.
Yeah, I think a needle drop is a needle drop. So even if it's the same song, if it stops and then comes back, that's separate. You know what I'm saying?
What if when it stops, it's like the record scratch? Like,
ew.
Oh, like it's House Party. It's a House Party movie.
So it's like a remix?
A wicka wicka.
And the chicken wicca, tastes wicca, like hallelujah. Wood.
Oh boy.
I mean, I'm gonna okay, my honest guess is probably 60. 60. Yeah.
60 needle drops in a 4 hour.
4
movie.
Hours, come on.
One every 4 minutes.
I just
okay, maybe less. Now that you say that.
I just want
now that
to
you do the
break
math.
It down.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe like
here's
25.
Here's the thing. For like the first 20 minutes, it'll be one every 4 minutes,
right.
and then it'll stop for 2.5 hours.
And then it's going to be like ominous sounds, and then it's going to come back to,
bwah,
and then it's going to come back, and then, oh, it's going to merge from a bwah into like a, I've been painful on a million faces.
And then over at the electric guitar.
Yes. I do think we're going to get at least one blah merged into a needle drop.
So, like, what could this movie possibly be? I never saw the original.
I mean, it's the Justice
what
League.
What could it be about, though? Like, fucking superheroes?
It's about the
like,
Justice
fighting
League.
People? What do you
but,
mean?
Like, what about
what could
them?
They do?
Like, what
yes,
about
what could...
them?
They're being formed. Okay. Guys, I've explained this movie to you multiple times.
No, but
just
I don't know.
Seems like
we
bullshit.
Don't
Why
listen.
Would anyone want any more?
There's something
Superman
cursed about this
dead.
Information.
Superman is dead.
Okay.
No.
He is?
Oh, there's a
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not know that Superman was dead during these movies.
I think it was like, our maybe I knew that podcast. Like,
what?
And I would just watched it. I told you all about it.
There's something Superman cursed with this information, Ryan. It's not you. It's the information. Like, it won't stay in my head. I can't. Okay.
How old is this
So Superman's
movie?
Dead?
Superman's dead. The world is without a Superman. So Batman brings together all the powered people who are left in the world to face the biggest threat they've ever faced.
Oh.
No, it's not Darkseid.
Yeah, it is Darkseid?
It is Darkseid in this movie, but it's Steppenwolf in
it
the
was Steppenwolf.
Original. Yeah.
So they're changing
you
the
don't
movie?
Know.
They're adding a big boss.
Oh. Okay.
And Batman. Oh, that I don't want to. I was going to say
this is
Batman
Ben Affleck, Batman.
Yeah,
Batman.
It's okay. Ben Affleck, Batman, and he had been versus Superman,
right?
But then they both have a mom named Martha.
Oh, right.
Oh,
I didn't know
goodness.
This, so they decided no, I'm not
about friends. Batman but then, versus Superman.
But then after they were friends, Superman died.
By whose hand?
What's his name? Doomsday.
Doomsday.
Okay. Wow. So now, well, then how does Doomsday get killed?
They kill each other.
Yeah, isn't that the normal like Superman Doomsday encounter that they end up just killing each other?
Okay, so they both die in
Dawn of Justice.
Okay.
The movie before this. So the movie starts with a dead Superman.
Okay.
And so Batman pulls together all of the superpowered people that he can find because he's the greatest detective.
Okay.
And they fight the new threat. So Wonder Woman, Aquaman,
The Flash,
Cyborg, The Flash.
Okay.
They formed the Justice League.
Okay.
So that's what the movie's about.
Do you guys see that DC is releasing new comics like based on the Burton Batman movie and the Donner Superman
Whoa.
Movie?
No, oh, I didn't know that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they look really neat. And then I want them to do also the that shitty Green Lantern movie. Give us a comics continuity off of that.
Man.
I recently rewatched Batman 1989. It is very good.
It's so good. I recently watched it too. We're doing a Batman rewatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. And I think I thought I was going to go to more galas and meet more billionaires who were like self-effacing and nice. But it turns out billionaires all suck.
Yeah.
Well, and unfortunately, Batman
also
just misguided.
Sucks.
Misguided. Oh. I think the way he uses his money is not.
He could really
good.
Help that city if he if he used his money differently.
Instead of being I saw this bat and it was scary. And I think I could be that scary.
You guys know how scary bats are?
He could fix all of Gotham's ills with his money. But instead he's like, I'm going to fight one petty criminal at a time.
Yeah, the killing of Jonathan Wayne is the worst thing that ever happened to that fucking town, man.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Jonathan Wayne is just like a guy.
Jonathan Wayne. Well, you guys don't know because he didn't make the papers.
That's right. He didn't have
Here's
the money.
The Waynes and the Kents have the same mom.
I think I was thinking of Jonathan Kent.
Yeah, you were.
I mean, honestly, when Jonathan Kent dies, that's also sad. Pour one out.
Yeah.
Guys, do we have any slow-mo ships?
Because Zack Snyder uses a lot of snow.
Is that what that was the premise? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because he makes every movie like a really long music video.
Can on that topic, can I go first? Because I've
of
got
course.
An anti-ship. I know. Are any of you familiar with the movie Enter the Void?
No.
Is that a surfing movie?
No, it is a Gaspar Noé movie from 2009. He's like an experimental French filmmaker who makes just like largely unwatchable, violent bullshit.
Okay.
But Enter the Void is about a brother and sister, like expat pair who live in Tokyo, and he's a drug dealer and she just like kind of hangs out with him. And the whole movie
Paz de la Huerta.
Yeah, that's right. So this dude, Oscar, right? He's the drug dealer. He's living in Tokyo. And the whole movie is about the night that he dies, and it's all shot from a first-person perspective, so you're, like, in his head, and you see out through his eyes, so, like, when he blinks, it blinks.
No.
Yeah, and it's in sort of real time. Before he dies, like some period of time before he dies, he takes DMT. So there's also like tripping involved here. He's seeing things. And then when he dies, he continues to, because, you know, like your brain releases similar chemicals as when you do DMT. So right. he like continues to hallucinate and sort of like have outside of his dead body experiences, sort of just like drifting through time and like into other people's perspectives. And at one point he ends up inside the head and body of their buddy Victor, as Victor is fucking his sister. And his consciousness travels down through Victor's body, down to his dick, and then into his sister's vagina. And then from inside his sister's vagina, we see Victor come into his sister. Like
just
like a dick that's like pounding and then like shoots out jizz inside her.
Oh my God.
Patrick, why are you doing this to us?
Even well, I am like fucked up about this.
It's tough.
Colin loves it.
I saw this movie at a midnight showing at the Music Box in Chicago. It was the director's cut, which is like almost Justice League long. It's like 3 hours, 45 amazing. Minutes.
You saw the Snyder cut of Enter the Void.
I saw the Snyder cut of Enter the Void.
Did they make you leave town after this? So disgusting.
I mean, we stumbled out of the theater at like 3:30 in the morning, and my buddy Taylor was like, "Hey, that sucked, right?"
It just seems very like film school-y. Like it seems totally. Very like I don't know.
I mean, it is like an impressive achievement in that like it appears to be a single take of a camera like floating through people's heads and stuff. But like, Jesus, man, it is a blistering experience. And like, it just sucks. I can't recommend the movie at all. And my anti-ship here is Oscar, the main character, with this experience. I do not want him to have it. And like, the reason that it's slow-mo is that once he starts like tripping into like DMT, the back half of the movie is like just slow and weird, and you spend in like entire minutes, like minutes long sections, just sort of like floating through a star field as like his consciousness latches on to like another moment from their history, or like, you know, going inside his sister's vagina. It's terrible.
Jesus Christ. Ew. Why?
Colin's about to cue it up.
I feel like I've been sleeping on this movie, you know, like
oh my God, that episode of Slept on Ships like really stuck to you. Like something happened. You're just different. I don't know, you've never been like this before.
So anyway, I'm sorry. A little bit keyed off of Ryan mentioning a Serbian film in a previous episode.
Yeah.
I'll take responsibility.
Wait, now you. I'm confused about our timeline. Was that in episode, or was that the time that Kelly was convinced we were recording for 20 minutes question. When we were just having a Skype conversation?
It's a good question.
I think we've talked about Serbian film on the record.
I think we have.
But
if not, guys, check it out.
No! Check it out. Please. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. You're not going to be happy.
How long is Serbian film? Can you at least like get through it in an hour and a half?
I don't think it's about the whole movie. I think it's about that scene.
Yeah. But the whole thing is, why are we talking about Serbian film?
I'm just saying that Enter the Void is like a commitment to being miserable for the entire
night.
It's an
hour and 50 minutes.
Okay.
Pretty long.
Wait, which one? Yeah. Serbian film or Enter the Void?
All right, and I have to close that window in my Safari so that I don't see it accidentally and freak out later. And
Safari user. I didn't know that about you, Mogi.
Interesting.
Safari is the native iPhone app, so that's what I use.
Oh, because you're on your phone. That's why. Yeah. Normal.
No, I'm a Chrome girl.
Yeah, Chrome girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I just enjoy learning about my friends.
Oh my God. Well, do you have a slow-mo ship, Colin?
I do. And actually, so we just sort of, or I just mentioned the sleeping on movies, even though that was last week's episode. But did you guys see Dread from 2012?
Mine's from Dread!
Yours is from Dread?
What? Oh my God. Well, I don't have one from Dread. I just wrote on my notes, Dread.
What? Guys.
Colin, what is happening? The hecky?
Dude. Okay. So Dread fucking rules, right?
It's so fucking good. I love that movie. It's so good.
It's hyper violence, which, you know, if that's not your thing, don't watch it. But that is, it's like an exploration of hyper violence, and not even in a particularly like creative or awesome way, but in a beautiful and patient way. Like the thing I love about that movie is it just like, it's almost no story. And it, the story that it does have is almost like, it's Raid. It's The Raid. If you've ever seen that movie, which is another incredible action movie. So there's not like a lot to it, but what it has is just very well executed. And it's about, you know, a rookie judge who basically gets pushed onto the force because she has like unprecedented psychic abilities, which the movie just in a line explains like, hey, that's sort of a thing now. And it moves on from there, and you just accept it. And they go to investigate a triple homicide in this mega block, which is basically an enormous 300-level building that is basically a city or a neighborhood onto itself in the future dystopian society that is the United States. And so Judge Dredd, who is taking her on her like training day, brings her into this building. They do an assessment of this triple homicide, realize that it's a woman named Mama, who is a former sex worker who basically was abused and mutilated by her pimp. And then she said, fuck that. So she bit off his cock and then took over his fucking pimping and drug industry, and then built that up, and then built a gang, and then took over the top, like, 20 levels of this super block, and then took over all the bottom levels, and now Mama fucking runs this place with an iron fist, and the judges don't even come to this block, because it's called Peach Trees. So this is Mama's territory, right? And she's fucking awesome. And she's played by, what's her name? Cersei Lannister.
Lena Headey,
yes. And she's dope in it.
She's so good.
So good in it.
And Carl Urban is Dredd.
Yes.
He keeps the helmet on the whole time, right?
He does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pulling a Mando.
Which is kind of...
Well, Mando doesn't even keep it on.
Not anymore.
Nobody talks about keeping it on all the time.
Because this is like the opposite, because he doesn't talk about keeping his helmet on at all and keeps it on.
Right! Why?
Sometimes you just do it. You don't talk about it, Mando.
Sometimes when you're doing an improv scene, just like make like you're folding laundry, so you can talk about something else.
Yeah, talk about the other thing. Yes.
Yeah.
This is a good movie.
It is such a good movie. Anderson is the name of the rookie cop, right? I believe so.
Played by Anderson, played by Olivia Thirlby.
Yes. She doesn't wear a helmet.
She does not. She's
because it interferes with her psychic abilities, and they want to see a blonde lady, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. She's a cool chick.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems sexist to not have her in a helmet.
Well, but it's like the opposite of Magneto. Or I guess it is the Magneto effect, right?
Yeah.
She, like, her powers don't work through the helmet.
Is that why Professor X doesn't have hair?
Yep.
That he was like trying to do some psychic stuff and couldn't. He was like, I got all this hair in the way.
So he was trying to do this psychic stuff and his hair just like plooped out of his head like those Play-Doh things.
Yeah. Just like, pushed it out.
Is that why Professor X doesn't have hair?
Do you remember the vegan hair wiggling in Scott Pilgrim when he uses his vegan powers?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, but it just keeps going until it leaves the head.
Oh my god!
So, Colin, what's the ship?
Yeah, what's your ship? Because I don't have one. I was just like, this movie's cool. Me watching this movie, that was my ship.
I guess you guys could explain the slow-mo element.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan.
So,
no problem.
Very relevant, actually.
super relevant. So they find one of the guys who commits the murder. Basically, it was just like Mama wants to make a demonstration out of these guys that fuck with her cash. And so they skin them, make them inhale a drug called Slow-Mo, and throw them off of like the 80th floor or wherever Mama lives. And they just drop to the main lobby and explode. So
and Slow-Mo, go ahead.
Well, Slow-Mo is like this inhalant that makes the world move at like 100 times slower than, you know, it actually is.
Oh, so falling off a building is actually an agonizing death, not a quick one.
Right.
Right.
Because you're experiencing your death basically for.
Mm-hmm. That's so. But it also it's kind of like skydiving.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're just like, I'll just pretend that I'm not dying.
Because you have enough time to like.
Yeah, you could even come to peace with it.
Well, that's
if you really think about it, we're all falling off a building really slow.
Wow.
Wow, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep.
She is a brick and I'm drowned. No.
Oh, my God.
That's a different
dark place, guys. We're in a dark place.
What is your ship from this movie? What is it? I don't have one.
It's Mama and Caleb, her number two, the lieutenant who is like, he's running her show. He's leading the like charge on finding Dredd and Anderson. I'm convinced that they are lovers. I absolutely they have to be, because so remember the scene when Mama brings out those three like mini guns and is just like destroying a whole level of the building to try to kill Dredd, and then they accidentally blow a hole through the building and they hide out on the outdoor skate park. Which if you say all those things in a row, it sounds like it couldn't possibly be true, but it is.
It is true.
And then the next time we see Dredd, she's just like looking through the cloud of smoke, and then he emerges holding Caleb by the back of his neck and just pushes him fucking 100 levels to his death. And then he like nods to her and walks back into the smoke.
Like that. So you felt it there.
Oh, I felt it so bad. He just fucking murdered her boyfriend in front of her.
Yeah.
And after everything she's been through, she's a fucking small business owner. Mm-hmm. She's dealing with a lot of fucking past trauma.
85 was just passed, so she has to pay everybody like a W-2, even if they've only worked like 8 hours for her.
Oh my God, is that part of Dredd?
She definitely voted for Prop 22. She's like, I can be a sole proprietor if my 10,000 goons are all independent contractors.
Don't worry, law. I'll write the laws for you.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think Mama and Caleb had a good thing.
I like that. I do like that, actually.
A good thing for bad people, and it's good that Dredd actually kills them both in the same way. Caleb doesn't get a breath of slow-mo, but Mama does. And she actually has like a beautiful experience falling to her death.
Yeah.
It is like skydiving.
Yeah.
And she accepts her doom on the way down. I think Aww. It was
That's pretty good.
She's a really good villain. I love that movie. And I love also kind of what you were saying too about how it's so it's such a simple plot point, right? They're like, okay, we have to go in and we have to deal with Mama. And like that's the movie.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that it is committing. It's the Jason Statham of movies. It's like, look, we're not going to try anything too silly or too crazy. Like, we're just going to go 110% with this thing that a lot of people might look down their noses on and do it really well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's because like what you're describing, like the world of it feels, I watched Johnny Mnemonic not that long ago. And like it feels like a similar world and setup, but Johnny Mnemonic is too fucking complicated for its own good. Like there's halfway through the movie, Dolph Lundgren is introduced as a street preacher who is also, he's got a knife that is also a crucifix. He attacks people and says, it's Jesus time.
That's fucking cool as shit.
It's fucking cool as shit. And they like try to put all these like twists and sci-fi shit on top of that. I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
Like,
just stick to what? Six
you just rename the movie Jesus time.
And- yes.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
So I have a slow-mo ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is not like the others.
Oh, in what way?
Well, it's a slow burn based on an 18th century novel called North and South by Elizabeth Gaskell. But it's the miniseries particularly that's really good. Mm-hmm. It's called, did I say North and South? It's North and South.
Yeah.
It is a 4-part miniseries about this woman from the South who moves to the North mm-hmm. with her family.
She what now?
Yep. I know, yep.
It's crazy. And the North is like, so she grew up like in a quaint little English town. And so she moves to up North where there's all these factories and stuff.
Yeah.
And so she, and when she first meets Mr. Thornton, he's beating the shit out of one of his employees.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, it's one of the first scenes of the movie.
Where is this available to watch?
It usually is on Netflix.
Okay.
But we found out later he's beating the shit out of his employee because his employee was doing dangerous things that were endangering the rest of the... So he was trying to set an example of him.
Mm, but so it's not, like, it's like Tom Cruise on the set of Mission Impossible.
It's little like that.
Yeah, okay. And,
I mean, he could have just fired him.
He could have, but he really wanted to set an example, let everyone know you can't risk the health and well-being of my factory employees. A lot of them were like dying because they need to unionize. So that's the other storyline, is like there's a union being built to help workers' rights, and she's very, Margaret, who's our main character, is very sympathetic to the union work, to the worker, mm-hmm. and Thornton owns the factory, and so there's kind of that conflict, right? Like he wants the best for his workers, but he doesn't fully trust that they're gonna, that the union is the right thing.
Right. He wants to decide what's best for his workers.
Exactly. But he learns and grows. And but the whole movie, like, you know, just because partially because like they're two good looking people in this movie, you know, they're going to get together.
Right.
So it's like just, you just have to wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. And even like he proposes to her and she rejects him and you're like, Jesus Christ, I got to wait longer. And you wait and you wait. And then her parents both die. And so she has to leave town. She has to leave the North. And there's this scene where he's like, goodbye forever. And she's like, it's been really nice knowing you. And then I'm saying it in my language, but that's essentially what she says. And she gets in the car. And this is like the moment that you wait for the whole series when you're watching it over. And he's driving away. She's driving away in the carriage and he's watching her and he just keeps going. He goes to himself, look back at me. Look back.
Oh my God.
At me.
Oh my God.
What?
It's so odd, weird.
And wait a minute. Hold on.
No,
so
I love that.
In the version you're talking about, this is Richard Armitage doing this?
Yes, this is Richard. Sorry, I should have told you all.
Yeah, it's Richard Armitage. I only knew this when I looked it up and I was like, hold the phone.
Explain. And he's just like, look back at me. And then she goes to the South and she like goes back to her old life, but she realizes that something's missing. And then he ends up losing his factory. He still has money, it's fine, but he loses the factory. Not because of the union, but maybe. So.
Well, then you shouldn't have had it in the first place. Okay.
And then he goes to the South and like sees the beautiful flowers that she always talked about and stuff. But they keep missing. Like she goes to the North to see him and he goes to the South to see her. So they don't. So they miss each other.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness. I bought this hairbrush for.
Yeah.
And again, this is the slow burn. We've been waiting for something. So like finally, like, are these two fools waking up? And it's the very end. So it's the last like 5 minutes of the fourth episode. They meet in on a train in the middle. So like he's getting off a northbound train and she's getting off a southbound train. And they meet on the train platform. And he proposes again. They make out. And he's like, he is so good at being in love. Like Richard Armitage.
Yeah, he is.
Like you believe.
You
like,
see
he
it.
Wants to,
yes.
Yes. He wants to like inhale every cell of her being. Like he loves her so
Look
much.
Back at me.
And she's really good too, but I'm focused on him for some reason. I don't know. But like, it's great. And so like, they kind of make out way more than you really can get away with on a train platform in the 19th century. But it's great. So yeah, so North and South, it's a slow burn. Watch it for some Richard Armitage goodness, but
that
like, I'm warning
great.
You. It is slow. Like, if you want to see some kissing, you literally have to wait like 6 hours.
Oh my Jesus.
Well, here's the thing, Ryan. According to the. Well, I just want. Oh, yes, this is right. So the runtime for all four parts is 235 minutes, which means it is actually 5 minutes shorter than
this
the Snyder
Cut. This is incredible. This is the most incredible thing that's ever happened.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch 20 minutes of Justice League followed by 20 minutes of More
God,
Than
Self. Oh my God, it's to cleanse.
Colin, do we have any questions that we can answer from Twitter?
Oh, sure we do. So this one comes from Katie. At Shibbledips, can you weigh in on, again, oh my goodness, this is like 6 months old as well. Can you weigh in on the supernatural implosion? I think it would be socially invaluable. Did you guys watch the end of Supernatural when it finally
No,
came
I didn't
to
watch it?
I didn't watch, but I read all the spoilers.
Okay, Mogi, guide us through it. What happens to these brothers?
There's a few things that happen. So, of course, you know, death's been on their trail all this time, yada, yada, yada. I think they eventually fight God, but the big thing that happens is Destiel. What's his name?
Castiel?
Castiel, thank you. I was like, key plus D equals Destiel. Okay,
yeah,
Castiel, the angel, who I think was God for a minute, but then now he's not. He dies. But as he's dying, he expresses his true love for Dean, one of the brothers.
Whoa.
Which is a classic pairing.
Yes. And it was like huge in fandom, but it's also kind of a screw you to fandom.
Because you don't get to see it.
They don't get to see it. And it's like all of a sudden becomes a kill your gaze trope. Whereas if they didn't have him express his romantic love for him, it wouldn't be a kill your gaze trope.
Ugh.
And we don't get a kiss. I'm now all of a sudden a Destiel fan. We don't get a kiss. We don't get Dean saying anything back to him, like, I love you too, or anything like that. We just get, so it's, and it caused some drama. And I think they thought they were throwing, I don't know for sure, because I don't work in the Supernatural's writing room. What if I revealed right now that I wrote on Supernatural?
That would be amazing.
That all this pretending that I work in advertising, it's all just been like pretend.
And that you hadn't watched it, but you read it.
Yeah, I don't know how I know about this stuff. Okay, but anyway, so I think they were trying to like throw a bone to this like huge core piece of their fandom.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they pissed those people off. It's like you get this thing to be canon, but not in the way you want, and one of the characters dies immediately.
I mean, Supernatural has always been very cute with their fanfic crowd. Like that, they're like engaging in a way that most other shows won't even come close to when it comes to their fanfic followers.
Doesn't that just make it weirder that then they would fuck it up that way?
I feel like it would be hard. I would feel of two minds about it if I was Destiel. Because you get confirmation that at least on one side, this was a romantic, deep, true love for another man. Or, you know, I guess one's an angel, so you know what I mean? For Dean. And then you don't get the consummation of it, or the, like, you don't get the North and South ending.
Oh, they
you
don't
know what
have
I mean?
Their,
Whereas
yeah,
if
they
had had Dean grab him and kiss him and then he dies, still would have been, you know, killing the character. But it would, at least then you would have like acknowledgement of both sides that that's what this is instead of. Okay, so then there's the second part. Mm. Again, I read about this stuff. That's how I know.
Thank you,
Ryan. So soon after, or sometime after, in the next, like it's the next episode or two, Dean is on a hunt and dies. Just the way you would always expect a demon hunter to die.
Right.
Just on a hunt and he dies. So he goes to heaven. And heaven looks like kind of the American countryside. And he sits with Bobby and he sits and hangs out with, he gets to be reunited in heaven with his car. Which is very key to his life. And then he kind of just hangs out in heaven waiting for Sam.
Aww.
And then his brother lives a full life. Mm-hmm. And then eventually dies and is reunited with his brother in the car. And a lot of people were unhappy because Castiel's not there.
Yep.
So he doesn't even get to have that.
He doesn't get to have that. They just sidestep it. They just don't. They have him reunited with his car, but they don't have him reunited with the man who loves him.
He's in the neighborhood.
A little bit. Yeah. And the excuse that I think that some of the people that has been said is that because they shot the actual finale post COVID or after COVID had started. So like they limited who was on. So the people on set was limited.
Mm.
But that's kind of feels like a cover.
But that seems fake because it's like you can't have
one
of the main characters. Like that's.
So I think people felt gratified to see Castiel express his feelings, sad that he immediately died, sad that Dean wasn't able to return those feelings in any meaningful way, and then sad again that Castiel wasn't in heaven with Dean.
Because also, like, right, like, so at first it's like, okay, he's proclaiming his love. Damn, that sucks because, like, we don't get to see it. Oh, wait, so now he's going to heaven. Maybe we can see. Oh, wait, we don't get to see? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, not just we don't get to see it, but we get to see specifically not that.
Exactly.
So it's not even like you can just imagine that that is what happened, that he winds up with Destiel in heaven. That does suck. I don't like it.
Why even mention it? It's like you don't, if you work at a restaurant, you don't go to your table and be like, hey, we're all out of blueberry pie. It's like, just leave it alone. If you're not going to give me blueberry pie, don't bring it up.
Well, it's like literally, like they're like, you have been wanting blueberry pie, right? Mm-hmm. For years.
Yeah.
10 years.
And they've been teasing you. They've been teasing you with blueberries, with pieces of crust.
So this diner that you go to, every time you go there, you just see these pieces of crust, these like blueberries on the counter. You see that they have
some,
the ability
cream. Yeah.
to make this blueberry pie. They just refuse to make this blueberry pie. So then you go there and they're like, hey, you want blueberry pie? And like, this is we're going to close tomorrow. And you're like, oh my God, what? And then they slap you in the face. And then
with the blueberry pie.
With an empty tin.
Oh my God.
That has blueberry goo in it and like some crust. So you're just like, oh, I don't even get any of it. So then you get slapped in the face with an empty tin. And then you fall down. And you, out of the corner of your eye, you see that you're about to land on a bunch of pies. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, maybe I'll land on one of these blueberry pies.
Yep.
And then you land and it's lemon meringue.
Yep. All the way down.
All the way down.
And hey, you like lemon meringue. Lemon meringue is why you started going to this restaurant in the first place.
Right.
You hadn't even thought of it. Blueberry wasn't even in your mind when you first started going to the restaurant.
But they frankly, planted the blueberry idea in your head.
Yes, they put it in your head. And then when you started to kind of say that you started saying like, hey, I'm really excited about this blueberry pie situation. They would be like, oh, you like that idea, you thirsty little bitch? And then they would like walk by with a blueberry pie. And then you'd be like, oh, can I order that? And they'd be like, sorry, it's gone.
So for Supernatural fans, I'm sorry this happened to you.
Yeah.
I wish that the show could have lived up to, like, fulfilled those dreams for you. As a person who has had shows fulfill my dreams and also not fulfill my dreams, it's always much better when the thing, even if it's fanon, that you're invested in pays off. So it sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Two relationships.
Let's get some pie.
Yes. Ooh.
Yay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.